If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Welcome, folks, to the Ray Program, starting this hour of Money Power for you. Call your friends and neighbors. Tell them to tune in because we got some important stuff to cover in this hour. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you have a pressing money question, want to get on the line, do it now. 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com. R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. I have Austin, Edgar, and John. Abraham, Martin, and John, too. No, just kidding. lined up for emails, target date funds, allocating $560,000. Oh, I want to do that. I've got my calculator handy and other stuff. But today, overcoming fear when markets gyrate. I had an email last hour from Jim. And he's talking about, you know, the market's at record highs. What do I do now? And I thought it was really interesting. A very, very smart guy that I read all the time, Craig L. Israelson, wrote about this on Wall Street just the other day. And I found it to be very, very enlightening. How long do you have to hang on, Sloopy? So I'll talk about that. Also, should you put your money with the mutual fund money manager of the year? Boy, they do a lot of advertising, don't they? I'm a five-star fund. I beat the Lipper averages. I was the money manager of the year. Should you toss your money with that person because they're better or not? I've got some studies on that to share with you. Some new numbers for 2018. That's all coming up. I'll try to get to everything, I promise you. But I start today with this. I bumped into a lot of people that are a little bit behind on their retirement planning. They read about the retirement crisis, and they've called me, and they've said, Ray, what do I do to play catch-up football? I mean, do they think I can wave some magic wand and get them a better rate of return in their portfolio? No, not even the money manager of the year, which, by the way, I never did receive that title. But not even the money manager of the year can do that. But there are some things you can do to catch up. I have experimented with some of these personally. Sit back, folks. Yeah. Let's talk about it. You're a little behind. You want to play catch up. You may have to radically change your behavior. Can you do that? Can you have a conversation with your spouse without it getting all emotional and heated and so forth? My wife's German. I'm Sicilian. Go figure that one out. But we have had these conversations, and since I now am semi-retired, I do this job. It's a half-day job, 12 hours. But I'm home typically by about lunchtime every day. I start in the wee hours of the morning, and I sometimes work in the wee hours of the night, but the rest of the day, I'm pretty much free to do honeydews. And she's been pretty easy on me, to be honest with you, since I've pulled off this retirement thing. She doesn't give me that many of them. In either event, Craig Stevens wrote about this, and I wanted to review some of these with you because I agree with most all of them. So the first thing he says is save first, spend second. Interesting that if you're still working, you're in your 50s, your 60s, and your bills are consuming your entire paycheck. Something I learned from, I don't know, I think it was Charlie Tremendous Jones or Zig Ziglar or somebody that gave motivational talks, financial type, business type motivational talks when I was in my 20s. He said, he actually pulled out a dollar bill. And he said, here's what happens. I know this is what happens. And he tore a little piece off and he said, you send this to General Motors for your car payment. He tore off another. You send this to Bank of America for your mortgage payment. And he tears another. And you send this off for your cell phone payments. Of course, we didn't have cell phones back then. And pretty soon he tore so much up, there was nothing left over for savings. And there was this shredded dollar bill, which I understand is illegal to deface our currency. And then he pulled out another dollar bill and he says, I'll tell you the best way to do this. And he tore off about 10, 20% of the dollar bill. And he put that in his lapel pocket. And then he threw the balance of the dollar out to the crowd. He said, scrape off a little bit for yourself first, and then let the creditors fight over everything else. I thought that was pretty cool. And I adopted that principle a long, long time ago. And I'm glad that I did. Now, it's not that easy to let your creditors fight because they will take you to court if you don't pay them. But it's really a lesson in budgeting. It's a lesson in budgeting. If you budget your savings first, then you've got to live on what's left over. Instead of budgeting your living expenses and whatever's left over is what you have to save. Because typically, we will spend it all. We will spend it all. So remember what Charlie Tremendous Jones taught me. Next, we all know about the catch-up contributions. You know, in your 401k, if you're age 50 or older, you really should take advantage of that. Now, once again, if you can't afford to take advantage of that, there are some other things that you can do. I have done some of these. Decrease monthly expenditures. Here's what Stephen said. The fastest way to find some extra cash to save for retirement is to reduce your spending and consumption. If you don't have one, create a budget and track all of your expenditures for a few months to understand where your money goes. Identify where you are overspending and cut out the unnecessary cash outflows. I'll tell you one of the things that I did. I remember many, many years ago, I was a guest on the Sean Hannity TV show. And he was kind enough to invite Jeannie and I into his office before the show. And it was interesting. We were sitting there in jeans and a T-shirt. And I'm going, man, he's going on the air here in a couple of minutes. But he had a white shirt hanging up and about 1,000 ties and a jacket. And interestingly enough, he put the shirt on, did his show for an hour, came back out, took the shirt off, put the T-shirt back on. He was in jeans and tennies, and he left. Well, I wasn't so fortunate that I only worked 1 hour on the air and then, you know, could do my radio show and all that stuff. So when I was working full time, I was wearing suits, many times expensive suits and shirts and ties, and you work on them all day long and they're kind of grossed out by the end of the day. So they all went to the dry cleaner. And of course, I could afford to do that. Well, once I semi-retired, I stayed in the same habit. Kept my suits on all day long, kept my white shirts on and my other shirts on all day long. And so they still needed to go to the dry cleaner. And then my wife, one of my honey-do chores now, is I take the stuff to the dry cleaner and I pay the dry cleaning bill. And I'm going there like every week going, are you kidding me? We're spending this much money. So you know what I do now? I leave the studio, take my shirt off. I can wear it 2 days instead of one. My suits I only wear for a couple of hours. I maintain them. And I am saving a bundle of money just in dry cleaning. Think about that. Decrease your monthly expenditures. What are some of the things that you spend money on that you shouldn't oughta, or that you could better spend that money elsewhere? We've talked about the $4 or $5 Starbucks and so forth. I'm not going to judge someone. Many of us need that. But there's tons of ways that we blow money. Downsize or relocate before retirement. You know, I never thought I was going to do this. But as my kids and grandkids started to get older, in particular the grandkids, they were coming over a lot less. These two are swimming. This one's in soccer. That one's in football. This one's in basketball. This one dances like 8 hours a day. Hey, where are you kids? You're not coming over anymore? I bought this nice big house with a swimming pool and all that stuff. And it wasn't for us. It was for them. So now that we've downsized, it's an amazing, liberating feeling not to have that albatross of overhead. Do I wish I had a nice big house? Sometimes, most of the time, nope. All right, we'll continue on the other side. It's important stuff, because if you are a little bit behind, you may have to make some radical changes so that you can retire someday. Don't go away.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
I don't know if this is the Ooga Chaka song or not, but I dig it. That's not the Ooga Chaka, right? No. DJ Thomas. Yeah, that's the one. Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. We're talking about if you happen to get a little bit behind on your retirement, and most of us are. I mean, let's face it. When you do the calculations, you go, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can get there from here. We talk about longevity, people living longer. We talk about the markets trading at record highs. And obviously, if you retire at record highs, that looks good until the next year, the year after that, the market collapses and now you're withdrawing money, reverse dollar cost average. There's just so many things that would cause many of us that are in the precipice of our retirement years to be a tiny bit worried. And I'm talking about things that you can do to play a little catch up here. And I've discussed not only catch-up contributions and how you should save first and spend second, but decreasing your monthly expenses, going through the stuff that you spend money on. And I use a silly example, but it's a true one, how back in the day, I was spending a fortune on dry cleaning. I made one mistake. I said, I went to the dry cleaner. I go to the dry cleaner now. But back in the day, the dry cleaner came to me, and it was the most expensive one around. I mean, the clothes came back pristine, and they had the arms were stuffed with tissue paper and all that, and it was great. And I'd wear the suit once, maybe twice if I was lucky, back into the expensive dry cleaner. And I forget how much it was, but my dry cleaning bills were through the ceiling because I wore suits 12 hours a day. In retrospect, I probably would have bought cheaper suits, all right, which I do now. But there are things that you can do. But let's move on, because you know what you spend your money on and you know where you can save. It just may take a bit of a sacrifice. The other thing that I've done is I have, in fact, downsized from my big old house because we bought it, you know, when the kids were young. And we had our grandkids, and they would come over every Sunday for dinner, and we all, you know, in the pool in the summertime and barbecue and all that stuff. But now all of our kids have their kids, and they have their own homes and their own pool in one case and their own barbecue, and they're not coming over as much. So I'm adding up on my HP12C how much the carrying costs are for this big old house with a big old mortgage and a big old property tax bill. And as I said before the break, when you downsize that way, even though I have to admit it's not quite as much fun on Sundays, but the other 6 days of the week, it's a way lot more fun because I got a lot more disposable income that wasn't tied up in the house. I mean, once a year when I had to write the check for the stupid property taxes, it would kill me. I mean, it was like what some people make in a year. So yeah, forget about it. Downsize, earn some side income. Even now that I'm semi-retired, I've launched a very small consulting company. I take on very few clients, but I do take on a few. And it works out very nicely because I do it on my own time. I don't have to, I do it when my wife's asleep, you know, or if I have to fly somewhere, I do the work while I'm on an airplane or whatever. And it's fun. It keeps me in the game. Change employment. Well, it's not so easy for a lot of people to change employment, but here's what he says in this article. Census Bureau estimates that 79% of U.S. workers have access to a 401k or other defined contribution plans, according to W-2 data. If you're one of those without access to an employer-sponsored savings plan, consider switching to a job that provides one. I'm not so sure of that. The devil you know may be better than the devil you don't know. You go to the next employer, that person may not be nearly as nice. You could last in the job for 3 months, then be unemployed. Listen, I see this all the time in print. I think they're filling space with it. There are lots and lots of different ways that you and your spouse can save for retirement. If you're self-employed, you can set up your own solo 401k plan and put 24 grand each into it. If you can save more than 48,000 bucks, God bless you. Individuals, you're still looking at, you know, 13 grand, maybe more than that next year, in saving in IRAs. So for me, I don't think you change employers simply because one's got a 401k and another one's got a SEP or something like that. Nah, I don't think so. So I don't agree with that one. I think there are plenty of ways for you to save pre- and post-tax with traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs and insurance policies and annuities and mutual funds and ETFs and so forth. The other thing is create cash flow. How do you create cash flow? I'll tell you one way that you can create cash flow, and that is get your debts paid off. I get this question all the time. Do I put money into a retirement account or to put my money into paying off debts? Well, if you have good debt, you don't pay it off early. You got a 3.75% mortgage, you get to deduct the interest, nah, you don't pay that debt off. You have a car payment at 2.9%, probably don't pay that one off. You have a 16% credit card, yep. You have a personal loan at 11-12%, yep, pay that off. The only thing that supersedes paying off high interest debt would be matching contributions in your 401k. You fund the 401k up to the company match and then get rid of that really expensive debt first. And then as you pay off debt, it frees up cash flow. And instead of spending that cash flow on other cool stuff like buying another car or that toy you always wanted, allocate that free cash to your retirement savings. And then one last thought before I go to break. And this idea has not been embraced by the financial planning community, at least not in general. Specifically, there are a few academics and myself that believe very, very strongly that utilizing tools such as reverse mortgages to buy you time from, say, age 62 to age 70, so that you can postpone taking your Social Security, which in that example gives you 75% more money, makes a lot of sense. And as I've said 1,000 times on this program, your kids don't want your house any more than my kids wanted my house. I thought once upon a time when I was younger that I'd have the Ponderosa, you know, like the Ewings. Get out of here. First of all, my house was not like the Ewings. And that Ponderosa ultimately burned down in a fire 6-8 months a year after I sold it to somebody. So, best laid plans, you know the drill. You can catch up. It will take possibly some radical moves, but some not so radical moves. They turn the air on so I don't sweat. That way I can use this shirt again tomorrow. Stick around. We'll be back.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles for a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia program. Email's coming up in just a bit. If you want to email me, now is a very good time to do it. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Okay, so what do you do when the markets gyrate? They haven't been gyrating much. You hear a lot about the VIX, the volatility index, being pretty much flatline. And the truth is, the markets have been way more volatile in the past than they've been in the most recent past. So when they start to become more volatile, are you going to head for the hills? And to the extent that the market takes a dive, and we know it's going to, we just don't know when, how will you react? Craig Israelson wrote about this just the other day, and I found this really, really interesting, but he talks about diversified portfolios and how long you might have to wait in recovery. So allow me, if I may, to cover this for you because I think it will be quite instructive. Consider the long-term performance of the Standard & Poor's 500. That particular index has produced a positive annual return 75% of the time since 1926. So three quarters of the time, you're making money in the market. This is why when people say, well, I think I'm going to go to cash and dollar cost average, I always give them the same answer. Three quarters of the time, you'll be wrong. One quarter of the time, you'll be right. I don't like those odds. Even after accounting for inflation, the S&P has had a positive after inflation return 70% of the time. So let's see, we have the World Series going on, right? A batter that steps up to the plate with a 400 batting average, that's like phenomenal. The S&P's got a 700 batting average. So I want you to think about that if you're a baseball fan. Now, there are seven core asset classes. And so Israelson looked at the seven asset classes. The Standard & Poor's 500 for large cap, small cap represented by the Russell 2000, the MSCI EAFE Index for international, the Dow Jones U.S. Select REIT Index, commodities by the S&P Goldman Sachs Commodity Index, bonds by the Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index, and cash by the 90-day Treasury bill. So he looked at all seven of those assets, and he measured a 47-year performance rate of return and a 47-year standard deviation. Real estate had the best performance over 47 years, just shy of 12%, with a standard deviation of 18.76, call it 19%. What does that mean? When you hear standard deviation quoted, and again, I'm no statistician or mathematician, but I do know this. One standard deviation basically says that you could expect that 18.76% rate of return about two-thirds of the time, 18% more than that or 18% less than that. Two standard deviations is what we normally look at. So you could expect to earn, call it 36%, more than the 18% or 36%, less than that 98% of the time. So big, wide range of potential returns. It measures volatility. That's pretty darn volatile. Small cap stocks, 11%. More volatility, 21.58%. Large cap stocks, 10.31% with 17% volatility. International stocks, 8.62% with 22% volatility. Commodities, 7% with 25% volatility. If they put an equal weighting in each of these asset classes, it would be about 14.25%. I would never put 14.25% of my money in the commodity index. Just saying, but they did in this particular study. Bonds, 7.62%, but the volatility is way down, 6.56%. Cash, 4.95%. Volatility, 3.53%. So all seven asset classes, you still made, on average, over the last 47 years, 9.82% with a 10% standard deviation. Now think about that for just a minute. Your standard deviation or volatility, 50%, but your rate of return, really about less than 2% difference. So you have half the risk, you're trading off 2% on the upside. And that would be significantly better, by the way, if you dumped commodities down to 5%. But like I said, just saying. Okay. So real estate, being the top performer over 47 years, produced positive real rates of return after inflation 77% of the time, and without considering inflation 83% of the time. It's case closed, folks. You need to have real estate. But real estate can be very volatile, especially if it's in the form of stock, real estate stock. Small caps, the return has been very, very good, positive 68% of the time after inflation. And the list goes on and on. Now the question is this. How long does it take for you to recover? And when we measure volatility and standard deviation, we're also talking about downside risk. For example, if you lose 75%, it takes a 300% gain to get back to even. So you certainly don't want to be in a really high concentrated technology stock position, like the FANG stocks, if that's all you bought, because those could very easily drop 40, 50, 60%. They also can go up that much, and a lot of people have jumped on that bandwagon and have made a lot of money. I'm just saying again, you've got to be careful here. So you need to understand the math of loss of recovery, and recovery, I should say. A 60% drop, like we saw in 2007 to 2009, required 150% recovery. Fortunately, we've come back way more than that. And so the markets are still doing well. But how long does it take to recover? Well, here's what he had to say. Considering all of these different assumptions that he threw into the pot here, all of the situations, a recovery period of 36 months with data going back to 1980. Wow. So I don't know about you, but I look at that and I say, man, I should be able to wait it out for 36 months on average. Now, there have been longer waiting periods. You might recall I talked about the Great Depression the other day. That was like 6-7 years with dividends reinvested. And it's one of the reasons why I have preached for decades that the stock market is not risky over long time periods. It's risky over short time periods, and it's why you need to have a strategy in place that will buy you time. How do you do that? You have income producing assets. like real estate, like annuities, like being able to spend down cash, like having reverse mortgages. All of that stuff that I talked about has nothing to do with the stock market. A reverse mortgage has nothing to do with your money that's in the stock market. And if you can buy yourself somewhere between 3 and 7 years, I would venture 7 is a better number, of safe, stable income flowing in, then the risk of being in a diversified portfolio is negligible at best, the upside substantial. And remember, the standard deviation, that volatility goes down and down and down the longer you hold this diversified portfolio. Emails are next. Stick around. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra,
Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program. Just got an email in, so hit it, fellas. So Dale just emailed me. Ray, love the program. How do you know which allocation is best between stocks and bonds? Well, you don't. I mean, come on. I can't really answer that. Here's the approach I've always taken. For as long as I can remember, I figure out, am I aggressive? Am I middle of the road? Am I conservative? Or am I faint-hearted? Right? Because you got to be one of the four. If I'm aggressive, then I might have 3 to 5 years worth of safe money sitting on the sidelines. After I've accounted for all of the income that I have coming in, like from pensions, Social Security, cash flowing real estate, annuities, and whatever. So let's just say, for the sake of discussion, after your cash flowing real estate, pensions, and annuities, you need $3,000 a month. All right, well, 5 years of $3,000 a month, you figure it out. That's 36 times five, whatever that is. I pull up my calculator. If I want to do a present value calculation, 36,000 in payments for 5 years, say I can get 2% over inflation, 175,000. So I take 175,000, I put it in a safe place. That takes care of me for the next 5 years. So now that leaves me whatever is left over in my portfolio to be invested aggressively. All right, now, if I'm faint-hearted, I know that there's never been a 15-year period where stocks have lost money, and over 25 years, we're talking about the worst performance is just under 8%. So if you're super faint-hearted, you go, okay, well, I need $3,000 a month for the next 25 years, and maybe you can get 3.5% over the inflation rate on that. So I need to take like $520,000. If I've got $750,000, then I would take my 500 and a quarter and leave it in a safe and relatively safe place. That leaves me $250,000 I can go for the gusto with. So that's how I would do it, Dale. I always work backwards based on how aggressive you may be or conservative or faint-hearted, how much income you might need within reason, what is a reasonable net after rate, the rate of inflation, rate of return. And then I present value, and that's how I come up with the number. That's what I would do. Okay, next we have Austin. Ray, I have a target date fund in my 401k. Should I use the same strategy for my IRA? How about my wife's? Okay, I've never been a huge fan of target date funds because I don't know which one you have. And some of them, they fluctuate in terms of the allocations, the stock, and so forth. It's not my fave, to be honest with you. But I will say this. If you are committed to a target date fund in your 401k, and you're not going to really get into the weeds on your personal allocations outside of the 401k, do the same thing. Because at least your money is being managed consistently with a reduced risk as time goes on. I happen to believe in what I just mentioned to Dale in his email, and that is I'm okay with starting retirement with a low allocation to stocks, spending the safe money first, and each year that just by nature of spending safe money, the percentage of stocks increases. That's called an increasing glide path in retirement. There's been some studies on that. I happen to like that, especially if I add a life annuity to the mix, especially if I add direct-owned cash-flowing real estate to the mix, especially if I have a free and clear mortgage or the ability to pull money out in a reverse mortgage. So it's going to vary depending on a lot of different things. But if, in fact, you're committed to target date funds, I am not, stay with it because that way you'll be consistent throughout. Or hire an advisor that can help you with this. Edgar is next. How should I allocate my $560,000? I'll need about $5,000 per month in 10 years when I'm 60. Well, when I see this, I go, okay, well, you'll need $5,000 a month when you're 60, but how much will you need when you're 70? Because you'll have Social Security coming in. I mean, maybe he'll end up with $25,000 or half of that, $2,500 a month from Social Security. So let's do some math first and foremost. If you have $560,000 bucks today, and you got 5% on it, and you didn't add a penny 10 years from now, you'd have $912,000 10 years later. So if I wanted $5,000 a month, that's $60,000 bucks a year for 10 years. That takes about $550,000 bucks. So in 10 years, you need $550,000 of relatively safe money. So why don't you take the present value of $550,000 over 10 years and put that in a safe environment, a balanced fund, for example. Maybe your 50-50 stock and bond mix on that. That's $450,000 of your $560,000 in balance. And then all of the other money that you have can be invested for the gusto. And that way it'll take you out to age 70 when your Social Security kicks in and you're getting a free $30,000 bucks a year. You probably won't need as much from your portfolio, but even if you did, that $250,000 bucks today, 20 years from now, if the market does 8%, it'll be worth $1.2 million. And you should be fine at age 70 with $1.2 million, even if you need $5,000 bucks a month, because you're 70. Any money that you have, by doing this, by the way, any money that you have that you can afford to put away in, say, your 401k plan, that all goes into the risky bucket because you've gotten the income need taken care of starting in 10 years. Kind of see how that works? It just takes a little bit of ingenuity and an HP 12C to figure it out. If you want to figure it out, folks, email me. Go to RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online.
BizTalk Radio.